The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh man, just an unbelievable week of sports. I am chomping at the bit. Obviously, we all know what happened on Thursday. The miracle in Motown. Those Green Bay Packers. Down 20 to nothing. People turning their TVs off. Saying, I can't watch this garbage anymore. There's two halves to a game, people. There are two halves to a game. And there are 60 minutes in a game as well. I think the Green Bay Packers know that better than anybody else when you think about it. NFC Championship game a year ago. They decided to quit with a couple minutes left in that game. And, kind of what happened to Detroit to a certain degree, but also kind of a fluky play. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. How about those Green Bay Packers? How about this college football season? It's over in the blink of an eye, and we basically have our playoff field set. I know that it's a lot more fun when we could talk about chaos and what happens if this happens and what happens if that happens. Well, it's all chalk, folks, but we have a 14 playoff field, and I think it's a solid one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We'll get into that, obviously, on the other side as well. Those Golden State Warriors, man, they just continue to whoop up on the competition. Anyways, 21-0 now at this point. We'll be right back. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Even if you didn't have a white Christmas, you may be dealing with the chilly stuff real soon. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to shovel it the right way right after this.
The bathroom is one of the main sources of excess moisture and humidity in the home, both of which are signs of poor indoor air quality. Poor indoor air quality can lead to health issues such as increased allergy symptoms, asthma, or respiratory problems. Make sure to use the ventilation fan in your bathroom not only while you shower, but also for 10 minutes afterwards. For a hands-free operation, use a Broan humidity sensing or motion sensing ventilation fan. You can learn more at Broan.com. Broan New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
When you shovel snow or anything for that matter, it's important to always lift with your legs, not your back. Bend at the knees, not at the waist. Then step in the direction you'll be throwing the snow so that you won't twist your lower back. That's what causes the next morning soreness that so many people complain about. It's also a good idea to put some space between your hands on the shovel handle so that you get more leverage, making the work less tiring. And don't be too ambitious, only scoop up an amount you can easily move. With that in mind, when you're choosing a snow shovel, pick one with a blade size that's right for you so that you can work efficiently. It won't make the job any more fun, but it will be easier. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. A little Zeppelin for you to kind of wake you up on a Dorf on Sports Sunday, as we are always here live, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do love thoughts, we do love opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So much going on in the sports world, man. When you really think about it, we didn't even touch this. A huge, huge move for the Arizona Diamondbacks, bringing Zach Greinke into their organization. Look, you can't expect him to play exactly like he did last season, but you can look at this guy's body of work, Jeff, and say, this is a great addition for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's absolutely a great move for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They got new threads. They're going to look good. You know, I have to think that Tony La Russa got into Ken Kendrick's ear and said, hey, you know, we got to break open the checkbook. You got to have a frontline starter if you're going to be competitive in this league. And since we've been unable to develop one, and, you know, a lot of Diamondbacks fans might fault the organization for trading away young pitching, guys like Trevor Bauer, Tyler Skaggs, Jared Parker. But these guys have gone on. You know, Parker might be a little bit of the exception because he's had some success with Oakland, but they haven't been able to develop any frontline starting pitching. I mean, you know, Pat Corbin's a good story. You know, Archie Bradley was supposed to be the next big thing. He suffers the injury on the ball batted into his head. And he just hasn't been what, you know, what they've expected him to be. Zach Greinke, I mean, all the guy does is win. I don't think he's a terrific human being by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just personally I don't like the cut of his jib, but he's managed to piss people off everywhere he's been, whether it's Kansas City, Milwaukee, the L.A. Dodgers, where he just didn't want to be there, it seemed like. And let's see how much of his attitude, now that he's got the paycheck, you know, now he's been able to cash the paychecks, let's see what kind of attitude he brings to the mound in Phoenix. And let's see if the Diamondbacks are done shopping here this offseason. I know that A.J. Pollock's going to bring back a lot in a trade if he could bring you a guy like Shelby Miller or Jose Fernandez from the Miami Marlins. It's probably a worthwhile venture, especially given that they can backfill the outfield, not quite with Pollock's numbers, but they've got guys like Ender Inciarte, David Peralta, guys that can hit and, you know, field their position relatively well. It'll be curious to see. We'll have to ask John Poulter what he thinks on the trade value of A.J. Pollock and how the Diamondbacks could move forward without him if they go to add another starter and it costs them their starting all-star center fielder.
You know, there is something that we say a lot about people, which is give them a new scenery and maybe they can kind of turn things around. Zach Greinke doesn't necessarily need to turn things around. He's already a great pitcher. But what I'm thinking is maybe in a weird way, he's kind of like relieved that he doesn't have to play second fiddle to Clayton Kershaw anymore. And ultimately, let's be honest, it was Clayton Kershaw and then Zach Greinke there. So now he's the definite number one in Arizona. There's no questions, and we'll see if he can take the ball and run with it.
No, absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny because if they do add someone, I don't know, if you add Jose Fernandez, does he become your number one, or do you give it to the veteran? I don't know that it's going to happen like that. Diamondbacks might very well be done, and they might not want to move A.J. Pollock. You know, the team is – the offense is built around Paul Goldschmidt. The pitching was really built about around nothing but surviving and trying to let the offense win games here in Arizona in the past. But if Greinke's the alpha, I mean, with great power comes great responsibility, and I think that Zach Greinke's going to face that with the he's got some pitching duels in him. He's going to go up against Kershaw, he's going to go up against Baumgartner, and that great staff up in San Francisco. So don't book your playoff tickets just yet, at Arizona Diamondbacks fans. They've got a long way to go, and Greinke can only go out there every fifth day. I think that they definitely need to add a closer to make sure that if you have great starting pitching, that it's not all for naught.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the issue with the D-backs, let's be honest. Over the past few years, the bullpen gets knocked around, and those starters wind up, not getting wins or whatnot. So I agree with you 100%. You got to have the right pieces in there. Hopefully, this is a start. But you made mention of a long season. Kind of want to switch gears here with you and talk to you a little bit about these Golden State Warriors. Speaking of a long season, 21-0 now, just unbelievable how they have taken the NBA by storm. You know what? A lot of people talking about, and you and myself probably are guilty of this as well. Last year, saying if Cleveland was healthy, that they probably would have won the world, the world championship and been the NBA champs. But with that being said, these Golden State Warriors are playing with a chip on their shoulder, man. I don't care what anybody says. They want to go out there and they want to embarrass and humiliate everybody in the league. And so far, Jeff, that's exactly what they've done. And to be quite honest with you, Steph Curry makes defenders look bad. It reminds me of what Michael Jordan used to do back in the day. He has such command over that basketball and so much control over himself. Nobody, and I mean nobody right now, is as exciting and as good of a basketball player as Stephen Curry in the NBA. And I will say it. Look, LeBron James, I may want him more than Steph Curry, but those are for completely different reasons. I think Steph Curry is the number one draw in the NBA right now.
Oh, yeah, he's just not a jack of all trades. The defensive end of the floor, he's an above-average player. Driving to the hole, he's an above-average player. I mean, he's not a – there's no aspect to Steph Curry's game that I would say gets a negative grade from anyone that knows anything about basketball. But, he needs the teammates. He needs – they are a unit. They're not – they're not being led by Steve Kerr right now. No offense to Luke Walton, but this is all the Willies and Joes, and more so than it is the X's and O's. And man, Steph Curry is just a hell of a Willie and Joe, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is this. I don't think it matters who's coaching that team at this point. They have such a great system. They know how to run it. And I disagree with you to a certain point, because Steph Curry plays a lot of one-on-one basketball out there on the floor. He can create his own shot, and he can create shots for everybody else. So what isn't dynamic about that?
There's nothing that's not dynamic about it. It's just you can't go one-on-five with Steph Curry the way you can with LeBron. I mean, you said it yourself. If you're starting a team, you probably want LeBron a little bit more, but there's just no There's just no recreating Steph Curry. There's just no recreating what he does. He's able to hit the jump shot with the hand in his face. He's able to facilitate that offense, and it's gone more from the Splash Brothers to the Splash Man. Steph Curry chewing on the mouthpiece, getting it done at the line, getting it done from the outside. It is what it is.
I don't know, man. I think the bottom line is, again, those Golden State Warriors are very good. When Steph isn't on the floor, Draymond Green seems to take over and show you his valuableness. The guy is unbelievable. They just have all the right pieces in the right places, if you ask me. And I think this is a basketball team that can compete as long as they can keep these guys together, Jeff, to be honest with you. And I'm not necessarily saying they're going to win title after title, but they're going to be in the running to win title after title. And
have they played the Spurs yet?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look at their schedule. I'm not quite sure. But again, I don't I don't think it matters. I really don't, man. You know, they're just heads and tails above the rest. I'm sorry. That's my personal, humble opinion on the situation. And believe me, I am not a Golden State Warrior fan. I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan. We all know that. They're a very big disappointment. But the Golden State Warriors are anything but a disappointment, man. They're as impressive as I have ever seen impressive be. And, you know, the NBA is a little watered down these days. I can take that into consideration. But I also got to realize what we're watching is pure greatness. And again, we've talked about this with LeBron back in the, you know, in the playoffs last year. Greatness is greatness, man, and people want to hate greatness. The Golden State Warriors are 21-0 in the NBA. Let's give them some props, people. Anyways, we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll be back with John Poulter to talk to him about what's going on in Major League Baseball, because tons of things happening as we're approaching those winter meetings and obviously what happened with the Diamondbacks. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You better find yourself a friend.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can join us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tons of things happening in the sports world. unbelievable stuff. A lot of signings, if you will, in the Major League Baseball. A huge one with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And obviously, Jeff and I are all over this. But to talk about that and other things going on in Major League Baseball as winter meetings are coming up, we've got John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Well, obviously, no complaints for me. Just living the life, man, to be honest with you. Enjoying it quite a lot, too. Got out to see the light show last night. Jeff, I don't know if you know about the APS light show there on Central, but great show, really fun time, good stuff. And, you know, it was just good to kind of get out and get in the season, if you will.
Yeah, you know, the staging area for that light show slash parade, we had the lit up Volkswagen vans parked in the parking lot right near my house here. And my wife and her mother went and took it all in. So, you know, I had an obligation to watch college football. And that's what I was able to do during the show. But, man, so much going on in the sports world. Yeah, I think we should get into it.
Absolutely. Hey, John, let's just get after this right away and start with those Arizona Diamondbacks making a pretty big splash. Jeff and I have already talked about it, but Zach Greinke coming to help this pitching staff has got to be a great thing.
Well, I got to be honest, this is something that came right out of the blue with me. I read this yesterday morning when I got up on the MLB Network website that Greinke had signed a contract with the Diamondbacks, leaving the Dodgers, and the numbers didn't surprise me either in terms of dollars or term, but certainly what did surprise me was the geographical location. I kind of thought that when he opted out of that contract with the Dodgers, it was for two reasons. One, to get more money out of the Dodgers, or two, to move someplace else where he was a top banana rather than the perceived second banana to Clayton Kershaw.
Yep.
And I thought the big boys would be the ones that were involved, and I don't mean to disrespect the Diamondbacks by saying they're not one of the big boys, but, you know, when you talk about big payrolls and big spenders and teams making big splashes, since Randy Johnson, I don't think the Diamondbacks have been known as being big spenders, so it shocked me a lot.
It's a great move, though, as far as helping them out. They have a clear-cut number one, and you and I'll let you get back in this, Jeff, in a second, but I want to touch on this because I think John and I are on the same page on this. I think Zach Greinke welcomed this because he wants to be the number one guy, and he's tired of playing second fiddle to Clayton Kershaw there in Dodgerland. So,
yeah, and I agree with you. But, you know, like, let's look back, and other than his time in Dodgerland, as you put it, he's basically been the number one wherever he's been. I mean, there was all kinds of potential when he was in Kansas City. He went to Milwaukee supposedly to be there. Pillar, which they were going to build around, that lasted until he was a free agent. When it was clear he wasn't going to sign there, they dealt him to the Angels. He was top dog there for a while, and then he went across Los Angeles to the Dodgers for big money. So other than his time in Los Angeles with the Dodgers, he's kind of been top banana. And to your point, Andy, I think he missed that tremendously, and I think this is a great opportunity for him, and it certainly puts the Diamondbacks back into that National League West race very closely now with the Giants and the Dodgers. It becomes a three-team race.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, if you're not concerned with Ken Kendrick's bank account, you know, how much money he spends, this move makes all the sense in the world for the Diamondbacks. Looking at it from the other point of view, for Greinke, I look at it as a move that's spiteful to the Dodgers because, you know, they're going to go up against them 19 times a year. And I also look at it as, maybe they just paid top dollar. I mean, was there anything beyond the dollar figure that makes Arizona an attractive location for a guy like Greinke?
Well, yes and no. I guess it depends on your personal lifestyle. I'm not sure where Greinke is from. I believe he's a Midwest boy, is he not, originally? So, and the funny thing is, I know that there was a lot of discussion when he was a free agent in Milwaukee that he perhaps didn't like the big city life, and it was a bit of a surprise to me when he went to the Angels and then to the Dodgers. And I'm wondering if lifestyle might be a piece of it. And, you know, again, not wanting to diss other major league cities, which are fine cities and probably great places to play. You guys know Arizona much better than I do, and I've been to Arizona enough times and spent enough times there that it isn't the worst place in the world to live. So if you want to find a place where you can settle 12 months of the year, I can't think of a better place if you're a baseball player.
I agree with you 100%, to be honest with you. And I think that Arizona is a place that people want to come to for just those reasons you just talked about, John, to be honest with you. And I think change of scenery for Greinke, not in the sense of his productivity, will be better, but I think it'll be better in the sense that he knows he's the guy here in Arizona. There isn't that 1-2 punch, him and Kershaw, and having to play second fiddle there. He's got those reins. He's going to be the guy to take the D-backs where they go. And I want to kind of disagree with you guys a little bit, both of you, because I think you're disrespecting the Arizona Diamondbacks when you think about it. This is a team that's already won a championship in their very short history. Why is that not a place that would be very appealing to somebody to want to come to?
Oh, I think it is a place where you for players that want to come to. I guess I'm thinking from the standpoint that, you know, we always think of the big spenders when it comes to talents like Greinke. We always think of teams like the Yankees, the Mets, to some extent the Tigers, to some extent the Cubs, the Dodgers. We sort of think of those being the teams that, you know, are always willing to open up the checkbooks. And, you know, I don't mean to suggest that the Diamondbacks do things on the cheap, but certainly in the last 5 to 7 years, we've seen the Diamondbacks try to build from within through a youth system, and perhaps they feel this is a major piece to the puzzle going forward, and it's time to go out and write a check.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. And look, they definitely wrote a check on this one, so no questions can be asked. They are willing to spend money. Hey, what else is going on? The winter meetings are starting. Obviously, a lot of the talk is going to be pitchers, I'm assuming.
You'd have to think so, but you know, I took a look this morning at the free agent signings to date, and you know, they go from the top guys like Price and Greinke to the small free agent guys that signed the 1 year $700,000 contracts. And it's kind of interesting that as of this morning, there's 25 players that have signed so far, and 9 of them are starting pitchers, and 1 of them is a combination in starting pitcher, relief pitcher, that being Rich Hill, and I'm assuming that the A's will use him as a starter. So, you know, a good 40% of the players that have already signed are starting pitchers. I guess the key in the winter meetings is going to be if Johnny Cueto finds himself a home. I mean, we know that he turned down the Diamondbacks, I believe it was 6 years, $120 million. So
yeah.
Where does he end up now? And I kind of wonder if the Dodgers might look at him as a fallback, losing Greinke, so that they now have a 1-2 of Kershaw and Cueto, knowing that Greinke's out of the mix, Samaj is out of the mix, Zimmerman's out of the mix, Price is out of the mix, all players that they were sort of tied to at one point in time in terms of potential. I have to wonder if the Dodgers might be the team that can afford Cueto and perhaps have the greatest need for him right now that they know that Greinke isn't coming back.
Interesting. Hey, I got to throw this at you before we get out of here because we're coming up against it here in the next couple minutes. I saw a move this week that I love. I personally love the move. I don't love this organization very much because I think they make lots of mistakes. But I think they got this one right, especially when you think about Mike McGuire being involved as a hitting coach and whatnot, or a bench coach, whatever his involvement is at this point in Major League Baseball. Barry Bonds gets the job with the Marlins. I love it. How do you feel about it, John?
I got mixed feelings about it, Andy, and you know, I know you have some ties to the Marlins ownership, so you perhaps know a little bit more about the background there than I do, 3,000 miles away. But my experience with the Loria Group, with how they, in my mind and in many Canadians' mind, destroyed baseball in Montreal, and then had the 2 fire sales in Miami, kind of makes me a little skeptical about the way that they have approached this. I think it, for Bonds, it's perhaps a chance to get back in the game and rebuild some fences the way that McGuire did, to draw your analogy,
yeah,
when he joined the Cardinals as a hitting coach and subsequently moved over to the Dodgers. I think from Bonds' standpoint, it's a great attempt to mend fences. Whether he will be a good hitting coach or not is another story, because we've all seen history in all sports where superstars don't become great coaches because they just don't understand how their pupils can't just turn it on and off the way that they did. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how it works out. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with it. I think it's a bold move on both parts, and as a neutral observer, hopefully for both sides, it will work out.
Hey, that's a great comparison that you made, and the one that comes to my mind would be something that probably hits home with you. Wayne Gretzky, obviously, was a great player, but had the exact feeling like you're saying. He couldn't get those players to do what he could do on the ice.
Exactly, and we've seen it happen in all sports where a guy is a great player and he just can't be a great coach.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, John. Really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
My pleasure as always. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball, and then obviously we'll have more to talk about with those winter meetings, but so much going on in the sports world. On the other side, Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk about college football, where there was no surprises yesterday, by the way, or on Saturday, I should say. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. So much going on in the sports world. Those Golden State Warriors just ripping up the league, 21-0, and looking to build on that. Diamondbacks signed Zach Greinke. That's probably the biggest splash so far in Major League Baseball, obviously. And then lots of football, lots and lots, whether it's NFL or college. And speaking of college, we've got Seth Marenbloom with us right now from Campus Press Box to talk some college football. Seth, good morning, man. How are you?
I am great. What a day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, we had no excitement, really, when you think about it. Everything kind of went as planned, yes or no?
Yeah, I think as far as who the winners turned out to be throughout the day yesterday, there were no surprises. There were no upsets. I think the top four are locked in. I mean, the end of that Iowa-Michigan State game was just phenomenal. And then, you know, the end of the Clemson-North Carolina game, the ACC referees kind of reared their ugly head again. But other than that, everybody who we expected to win did win.
You know, and speaking of Michigan State and Iowa, you know, I watched that game, and I never felt like Michigan State was going to lose. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I was in the same boat that you were. I mean, you know, that it seemed like what it was like a 9-minute drive that they closed that game out with. I mean, that it just seemed like Michigan State. It seemed like they had it in control as much as could be expected. But what was just really impressive to me, that it seemed like they were just calling the same running play over and over and over again, and it was with a true freshman.
Yeah, I mean, Scott absolutely played well. The kid just gave his heart out there. I will give you that 100%. I thought it was a little strange the way that Iowa managed the clock down the stretch. I mean, look, when your back is against the end zone, basically, and you know that they're most likely going to score on you, why not just let them score so that you have more time to go down and at least get a field goal? Because that, to me, was the big mistake at the end of the game. Look, if they could have made a goal line stand, great. But more often than not, you're probably not making that, especially because of what you just talked about. With like a 9-minute drive, that defense was reeling. Let's be honest. They were getting pushed back every single time. Why didn't they just let them score so that they had more time on the clock with less than 30 seconds and having to go about, I don't know, 50 yards, let's say? That was all, it was like, what, 22 seconds actually after when I think about it. There was no time for Iowa to do basically the impossible, if you ask me.
Hey, if I could jump in here, let's talk about the reality of the situation. Iowa had 13 points on the board through 58 minutes in that football game. I think you put it on your defense and you know, see what you can do. You got a 4-point lead late in the game. You're undefeated. You know, you don't just let them score. I think that we saw, you know, I think the Super Bowl last year is a perfect example of not letting the team score to give yourself time with the ball. I think you got to play to the end, especially when they can't just kick a field goal. I think that, you know, there are things that go into the equation where that's okay.
Jeff, the reason why I think your argument is moot is because Iowa was calling timeouts. Why call timeouts then? If you think you can stop them, just stop them. They were trying to save time on that clock. Seth, am I wrong or am I right?
I think you're right. I mean, they were – Barron's was using timeouts. It was toward, you know, really, really late in the drive, really late in the game, and it, you know, I mean, Iowa with the exception of that big pass play that they scored that last touchdown on, you know, Michigan State's defense was playing right with Iowa's. So to think that you're going to get the ball back with a handful of seconds, and you know, as an Iowa quarterback, you're going to, you know, chuck that ball down the field and expect, you know, have a reasonable expectation of cashing in on it. I think that was a real roll of the dice.
I do too. I just, the way that the clock was managed to me at the end of the game made little to zero sense, because they were trying to conserve the clock, Jeff. So why do that? You know you're going to give up that touchdown. I'm sorry. At least in my head, as I'm thinking about it, they know they're going to give up that touchdown, and they were calling timeouts to preserve the clock. So why not just let them score, Jeff? Honestly, answer that one for me.
I think it's a just-in-case scenario. You take your timeouts and in case they score. You don't take the timeouts with the score being an inevitability.
Then why do they – no, I totally disagree. I think that –
I think you play to win the football game. You get
– Right, so you need some time on the clock. You need more than 20 seconds, Jeff.
You need to make that stop. You need to make that stop, but it's stupid to not use your timeouts and give yourself time.
Well, here's something else with the situation. The Iowa defense, for all intents and purposes, they had Scott stopped. It was because of just an incredible effort for Scott to reach that ball over that they got that winning score. So, I mean, the defense came about as close as they possibly could to getting that stop and to getting that job done for Iowa and Ferentz. And then if that happens, if Scott doesn't reach that ball over or the officials blow the play dead and say his forward progress was stopped, this conversation is completely different.
Wow. Wasn't that also third down?
I thought it was fourth down.
Nah, I think that was third down. The fourth down was the one where the fourth down was the one where the quarterback got the first down.
Yes.
So you're talking about third down. They still would have had another one. That's my point, fellas, is that when you're inside the one or at the 1 yard line and you have four downs to do it, I'm sorry, but I totally think the Iowa coaching staff blew this one. Let them score. You need more time than 22 seconds to get down the field. I'm sorry. We can agree to disagree on this one, Jeff. I know they have a great defense. I know they played well, but their back was up against it. They had been pushed around for 9 minutes straight. They had nothing to give, man. So all they did was waste time and waste timeouts. So I think that it was terrible clock management by the Iowa Hawkeye coaching staff, and then their players were out there and trying to do it on a prayer. And speaking, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just feel that let them score strategy is a loser's mentality. And more often than not, when you let them score, you're not going to get it back on the other end. So why not do what you can control and play some defense and make the stop? I understand they were winded. I understand it's a championship atmosphere. But, you're not a champion when you play, when you take that let them score attitude, especially when they needed the six.
I think you're a champion when you let them score and then you go down and handle your business the way you're supposed to. So,
speaking of loser's mentality, did you see Jim McElwain's interviews, before and during the SEC championship game, where he never really made a commitment to winning? He's just said his boys are going to play their tails off, and it looks like they held serve for about a half, and then Alabama just forced their will on that team.
Yeah, no, I agree. Seth, take it away. Alabama obviously flexed their muscles to a certain degree, 25-15 win over Florida, but none of us were that high on Florida, if I'm correct.
Oh no! Florida was was just this year's version of the sacrificial lamb in that SEC championship game. McElwain, his comments they reminded me of the comments from the Missouri players after the fact, basically saying they were happy to be there. They were kind of in awe of the moment. I don't know. That's hard to swallow. It was hard for me to swallow as a Missouri fan, and I think if you're a Florida Gators fan, it has to be hard to swallow as well. I mean, I don't know if part of it was McElwain kind of being in awe a little bit of being on the same stage as his mentor, arguably. I think Florida played about as well as anybody could have possibly expected them to play against Alabama, though. But, like I said, just this year's sacrificial lamb in that game for the West.
Agree 100%. That's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us here on the program. Hey, let's keep it going. And you mentioned Clemson. Obviously, they got the victory over North Carolina. But like you said, the officials kind of reared their ugly heads once again. How big of a problem is officiating in not only college but NFL? We've seen it at both levels where they just flat out get things wrong.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough job. I mean I will give them that. It is a tough job But those referees, they're also professionals. They're trained, they're coached, they go through, you know, evaluations of their own. They are professionals doing a tough job that they are trained to do. Calls are going to get blown. It's inevitable that is going to happen. You know, but for something as simple as an offsides call on an onside kick at a huge moment of the game, how is their focus just not really, really dialed in at that moment? And, you know, considering it was an ACC game, you know, they're coming off that Duke-Miami fiasco, which, you know, to the credit of the league, they suspended that crew. But still, it's the same conference, and they just blew it in two huge ways.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, man. And it's, you know, we live in this age where technology is so important, but I'm wondering if the element of just the human eye at this point is almost as good as what we get with technology.
Well, I mean, technology is only as good as how it's used.
Yeah, I agree.
The technology can't make the call for you. I mean, technology basically slows the real-time events down for the officiating crews and lets them, you know, dissect it a little bit. And, you know, if they can't do that, then, I mean, we're in a really sad state of affairs in athletics, I think.
I agree. Hey, we know the Final Four for the most part. It's going to be Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, and Michigan State now. Do you think that it's Stanford playing Ohio State, as Jeff and I kind of talked about in the Rose Bowl, maybe?
I think that probably is the Rose Bowl matchup. Just, I mean, for the Rose Bowl to get, you know, Ohio State back in that game, that's just ratings gold for them.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I would love to see Iowa against Stanford and Iowa's defense against McCaffrey.
That would be interesting. Go ahead.
That could possibly leave us with an Ohio State Notre Dame Fiesta Bowl, which I think would be great for the locals. You know, two teams that travel like crazy, and you know, as much as I'd like to see Ohio State play Stanford, I think another Notre Dame game. We haven't seen it in about almost 10 years. I guess it is 10 years. It was a 2005 season that they played in the final Fiesta Bowl at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe. So I think it'd be interesting. I'd like to see what, you know, if Ohio State pulls the Alabama and says that they don't want to be there when they lose, or if they come out firing like they have in the past.
Yeah, and I think a great potential storyline with, you know, a Fiesta Bowl between Notre Dame and Ohio State is, you know, if all of the rumors say that Notre Dame is the only job that Urban Meyer would leave Ohio State for. So I think the dynamic that would be involved in that game would be really interesting.
Hey, Seth, how good is Houston? I mean, what's the best team in the rankings that you feel Houston could go toe-to-toe with? I'd assume not the top four, but, you know, maybe, you know, you get down into the Florida States. You know, where does Tom Herman's team rank?
I think Tom Herman's team's a top 15 type of team. They're just exceptionally well coached. They went right at Temple, and that linebacker that was getting all the hype, even though his measurables seemed to suck. I mean, Herman went right at him and just had success pretty much for the entire game. I think Herman proves just how much coaching can tilt the field when you have serviceable talent.
Hey, Seth, can you stick with us till the end of this hour? Because I got one more question I want to ask you about coaching, because there's obviously been a lot of jobs that have been lost and some guys are starting to fill those. So stick with us for another 3 or 4 or 5 minutes and let us know what you think about some of the coaching moves. But keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man, as well as Seth Marinblu from Campus Press Box. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Continuing with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box just for a moment or so, and really appreciate you taking a little extra time with us. But just your thoughts on some of the coaching moves already, some of the guys that have lost jobs, and then some of the jobs that are being filled, like USC and Georgia and about 10 or 12 other jobs out there, man.
Well, I like Rick going back to Miami. I think he is a much better coach than Miami probably could have expected to get. So I think Rick being fired from Georgia and being able to go, you know, back home to Miami, just a great coach that just fell right in their lap, just custom made. You know, the SEC East, the new coaches there, it just looks bleak to me. I mean, they have a lot of inexperience there, and that's the real difference, I think, between the East and the West and the SEC is the quality of coaches. It's, until the SEC East gets their act together and makes legitimate head coaching hires, we're gonna see this huge discrepancy in quality between
all right
between those two divisions.
Sounds good. Hey, Seth, we're up against it. Really got to Make a run real quickly, so appreciate you taking time out. We'll get at you next week, buddy.
Sounds great.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back with another hour.